and it's real. Acknowledging the process of sacred communion to be in dedicated service with people who choose to stay heart open and spiritually activated in a selfless, unbelievably passionately creative way makes miracles happen, or allows miracles to reveal themselves, because we really don't make miracles happen. They're always happening. We just choose to really acknowledge them, don't we? It's an interesting concept to be at the threshold of an open door and to acknowledge its existence, and to know that once you've crossed it, it was actually there waiting for you the whole time, patiently, lovingly, fully welcoming you the entire time, through all the times you thought you were too small or not important enough, or whatever story we tend to tell ourselves, to rest and to have the ability to rest in the strength of knowing that you're fully supported by creation is a significant shift. And then to begin to see the world from the perspective of knowing that now you know that love is possible, that thing you always heard about in all those great songs, the thing you always saw in those great movies, or for everyone else, and it's been waiting patiently and lovingly and welcoming that whole time, I believe activates us into a new level of thinking. Because that was impossible. I can't be loved. It's for everyone else. That's like a Disney thing. No, you can. And it's not necessarily a romantic love. It's an inner acknowledgement of the love that then you become available to through the experience of others. And you start to think wild, crazy things. Like you can change the world, or be a change in the world, or bring a radical, crazy idea that you thought was never possible into the world because you have people around you that see you and that are holding you through all of it and loving you through all of it and holding you accountable through all of it. I think that might be a deeper layer of the invitation that we have to experience, not just on October 4th through 5th, but now, right here, in this moment. Right now you're all looking at me, but eventually you're going to look at someone else, and you get to have that moment with them too. And that's grand. That's epic proportions. That's living on the razor's edge of consciousness and ultimate love in expression through your embodied form. The door is open. Are you willing to walk through it?